Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
I am pumped for today's show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Feet to the Fire. And this is your host, Sergio Fassa, the new voice of conservative dissent. I am pumped because, listen, I want to go over the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. This is going to be an informative session. Now, I know this was over a month ago, but as you all know, I've been on a brief hiatus while I completed my Master's of Divinity degree, and I had to take some time off. And actually, the last episode I did was the morning of Friday, June 24th, and it was later that day, I believe, that the ruling came out. So I never got to make a comment on it. It was either that Thursday or that Friday. I never got to comment on it. We had some incredible rulings that week from the Supreme Court that I did talk about, which was mandating that vouchers can be and ought to be paid to families who send their kids to private religious schools, that religious schools cannot be discriminated against. We also had a great ruling that upheld concealed carry all over the country. And if you haven't pursued that yet in your local municipality, you need to get on it. Well, we also had the overturning of Roe v. Wade. So I want to start out with the tweet I sent out that day, a tweet about which I was very proud because it was concise and it makes the point. I want to read it to you right now. Roe v. Wade overturned. This week's SCOTUS rulings, all of them, cement this truth. Trump is the greatest and one of the most pivotal political leaders in modern American history. These are his SCOTUS picks. Never Trumpers and woke Christians, eat your heart out. You lose. You're on the wrong side of history after all. And I wanted to make that point because we have been lectured to for I don't know how many years, going on 7+ years now, that Trump is horrible, Trump's evil, Trump's not a real conservative, can't represent the Republican Party, can't represent the Christian right. And yet, what do we see? Trump accomplished something that has never been done in decades, 30, 40, 50 years. My 40 years of living, my 30+ years of watching politics, being promised and told over the years, oh, we're gonna do it as conservatives. We're going to overturn abortion. And they never follow through. These rhino Republican in name only, establishment Republicans never do it. Even going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, Ronaldus Magnus, who I love, couldn't get it done. Who were his Supreme Court picks? Yes, he gave us Scalia and Rehnquist, who were fantastic conservatives. He also gave us Sandra Day O'Connor and Anthony Kennedy, who ended up being middle-of-the-road moderates, and there is no such thing as a moderate, really. Liberals, that were in support of all kinds of liberal social policy, like abortion and same-sex marriage. George Bush gave us John Roberts, probably the worst quote-unquote Republican Supreme Court nominee we've ever seen, who's now the Supreme Court Justice. He's been horrible. And George Bush tried to give us Harriet Myers, but withdrew her because it was such a bad pick. To be fair, he did give us Sam Alito, who's very conservative. But Trump gave us Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett in one term, giving us the leverage to get a vote to overturn Roe v. Wade with 5 conservatives against 3 liberals, against 1 John Roberts outlier. Nobody even knows what he was. He tried to take this middle of the road, like draw stalemate position. Essentially, he was with the liberals anyway. A useless opinion that he offered in the Dobbs decision. But because of Trump's picks, we get the conservative majority and we win. Finally, what everybody's been promising for decades, Trump actually does. And my question is, where is the woke crowd now? All of the woke Christians, woke Republicans, who've been lecturing us about Trump, they can't get behind the overturning of abortion, which is one of the most central issues to Christians and conservatism in this country, and has been for generations. I never thought I'd see this in my life. And it's reason even over a month later to celebrate and to talk about it. You know, you even get these Christians lately, and even after Roe v. Wade, that have been saying things like, well, we're not a single issue crowd. Abortion's not the only thing. What are we talking about? The murder of babies is not the primary single issue for Republicans and conservatives. I mean, if you had to pick a single issue, it would be that. My other single issue, if I had to pick a single issue, is gun rights. And Trump got that right with nationalizing concealed carry through the Supreme Court ruling and his Supreme Court picks. But of course, this is a major issue. But you've had these woke Christians, even to the point of saying that abortion might not be the biggest deal, the single issue to vote on. Even I can't find, I got to look for Tim Keller's tweet, pastor from Redeemer in New York City. Something about how abortion doesn't have to be the main issue. All of a sudden, because these people can't get behind Trump and they're not as conservative as they say they are, and they need to make allowances for liberalism and for the Democrat Party to thrive in the ranks of the church, I suppose, and it's politically correct to allow for liberalism and Democrat Party perspective. I don't know. It's inexcusable. So all the Beth Moores out there, Bill Kristol's, I don't know if you know that name. He's from the Weekly Standard. He's one of those establishment conservative voices that's been around for decades. Russell Moore, Southern Baptist Convention. He's the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. What you get from these people after Trump's ruling is radio silence. And why can they not get behind the amazing thing that Trump did with the Supreme Court picks and the overturning of abortion? Is because these folks, your Beth Moore types, are so committed to feminism and they are so hateful against masculinity. They tear their clothes. It makes their skin crawl. They can't take the alpha male Trump. So they cannot get on board to celebrate the reversal of Roe v. Wade. And what they did was, any of them that spoke up, if they did speak up, I think Beth Moore eventually said something that night. You get this mild rebuke. Okay, fine. They barely congratulate all of us in our country on the overturning of abortion. And instead they go right to rebuke. Well, we better deal with the whole person now. Have you heard that? Deal with moms after birth. Okay, fine, Christians. If you're going to be self-righteous, wait, what? Who's being self-righteous? But that's what they throw at us and say that, you know, we can't abort babies. What Christian says we can? I don't know why they're calling us self-righteous. Every Christian should agree with that. But that's the argument. If you're going to be self-righteous and say we can't abort babies and celebrate because we overturned abortion, whatever, then now you better care for the whole person. You better care for the moms even after their birth as the children are growing up. And my response to that is, who said we don't? Who said we don't care for moms? And second of all, what's that got to do with anything anyway? That's a separate issue. What you do with people after they're born, single moms and those situations. What we're talking about is the murder of preborn infants and all of that care for the whole person. I don't know if you heard it, but maybe you did. I'm explaining it now to you. Is a pretense to keep objecting to us and accusing us and saying we're not quite right yet. It's a pretense to avoid the obvious that we were right. Trump was right. We win. You're on the wrong side of history, as I said. You lose. The woke crowd is proven wrong, and they need to get on board with the MAGA movement because that's what's pushing forward the most conservative agenda we've ever seen in generations. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk about how the left justified abortion all these years and what the Supreme Court did and has done and what can continue to be done to overrule it. So we will get to that next time. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We will take these conservative victories, even especially if they come by the hand of Trump. And the real self-righteous people are the ones who can't get behind it because they just find him to be too despicable to support the great work that the Trump MAGA movement has accomplished. We'll see you next time.